hiring on Main Street, more selling on Wall Street. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Dow was down about 500 points. Now it's down about 80 on top of yesterday's plunge that wiped out all the big gains that started May this week and then some, despite this morning's report showing
job growth was even stronger than forecast. The Labor Department says there were 428,000 new jobs created in April. The unemployment rate remained at 3.6%.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. President Biden hailed the higher hiring, saying the 8.3 million jobs created since he took office is a record.
In a statement, the president says that job growth is a result of COVID response spending and the vaccination program. Still, he notes inflation and high prices remain a challenge for many families, saying there's more work to do. The president is calling on Congress to pass legislation to lower drug prices and strengthen the supply chain.
Fox's Jared Halpern. This hour, the president will go to Ohio to visit a manufacturing plant pushing for more domestic production to ease those supply chain problems. More Ukrainians have escaped the hellish conditions in Mariupol. The city Russia's nearly destroyed.
Over the past 2 days, more than 500 civilians have been evacuated from the steel plant through corridors organized by the United Nations. While officials in Moscow agreed to a ceasefire during this time period, Russian forces continued to bomb the plant from the air and the ground.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Kyiv. COVID's infecting more Americans again.
Right now, we're averaging about 66,000 new cases per day here in the U.S., more than doubling in a month.
Hospitalizations also up 20% the past week, and the CDC expects that to continue to rise as three Omicron subvariants spread.
A South African study shows the subvariants are evading protection from previous COVID infections, but the antibodies from vaccines are holding up well.
That's Fox's Jonathan Seri. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
We just mentioned the COVID cases rising. We're almost at a million COVID deaths in the U.S. in the Johns Hopkins tracker. New data shows about 70% of them were people 65 and older. Rudy Giuliani's not answering questions today after all, deciding not to show up to talk to the Democrat-led House committee probing last year's Capitol riot. Giuliani's the Trump lawyer who helped the president challenge election results in court. He's under a subpoena, so if Giuliani does not comply with the committee at some point, he could be held in contempt of Congress like others. Days after a former New York City police officer was the first Capitol rioter convicted of assault, a guilty plea from another.
Kyle Young faced over a dozen federal charges stemming from the January 6th Capitol protest and riot, though pleading guilty to one count of assaulting, resisting, or impeding an officer. Outside the steps of the U.S. Capitol building, he'll be sentenced in August and faces up to 8 years in prison. He was one of the first of eight Iowans so far charged in the case. All told, hundreds have been charged in relation to January 6th, though most with misdemeanor counts and with dozens of convictions, for which many have received probation, even house arrest. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
It'll soon cost more to mail letters and ship packages at the post office.
Get used to uncomfortable postage rate hikes in the coming years. That's the word from Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. In remarks to the Postal Service Board of Governors yesterday, DeJoy said it's part of the plan to make the Postal Service self-sufficient. The Board of Governors sets the postage rates, but DeJoy said he will continue to advocate for raising prices to accomplish the self-sufficiency goal. The Postal Service reported a loss of almost $2 billion for the latest quarter. If a proposed rate hike gets the okay from the Postal Regulatory Commission, the cost of a first-class forever stamp will go up by 2 cents to 60 cents, effective July 10th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A big night in basketball. The NBA playoffs resume. The WNBA season starts. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.